Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Become a Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Joshua Schwadron on the line, and he's founder and CEO of Mighty. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Adam. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Josh. So excited to have you on the show today and then to dive into Mighty and how you're helping your clients succeed. But before we get into that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Josh, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Josh, what mission matters to you?
Yeah, so we are in the personal injury space, which, you know, has a bad reputation. And in reality, personal injury helps the most vulnerable when they are most vulnerable. And that mission matters a lot to us because we think that when people are vulnerable, they deserve special protection and they deserve to be picked up. And the mission of Mighty is to do just that, is to help people when they are most vulnerable get made whole and get back able to move forward with their lives.
Great. I love having mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to share, you know, why they do what they do, how they're doing it, and really what we can all learn from that so that we can benefit and grow together. So, again, great having you on. And I guess just to get us kicked off, Josh, so tell us a little bit more about how you got interested in going in this space. Like, what was the idea for Mighty originally?
Yeah, so Mighty's actually been in the personal injury space for close to a decade. For most of that time, we've been offering software and services to personal injury law firms and medical providers, financiers in the personal injury industry. And the reason we did that is we've long taken a stance that if we can make the players in the personal injury space more efficient, more effective, that would result in better prices, better services, more transparency for consumers themselves. And so Mighty's always been a very mission-driven company, and we had decided to attack helping consumers by actually helping the businesses that serve them. We actually changed course about 6 months ago, and 6 months ago we launched a consumer service that in part competes with our old customers, especially personal injury law firms. And Mighty now has a law firm, Mighty Law, that I should note is independently owned and operated, but which we're affiliated with. And Mighty Law helps consumers after an accident in new and different ways than exist today in the, you know, often challenging and perilous personal injury law industry.
How is Mighty, or and what's Mighty's vision to really do things differently? Like, give us a little bit of insight there.
Yeah, so it starts with incentives. One of my favorite quotes by Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's business partner, is if you follow the incentive, you'll follow the action. And what that means is that we are all really bound and motivated by our incentives. And most people after an accident, they rely on personal injury lawyers. And personal injury lawyers often tell their clients that their incentives are aligned with their own. And the truth is that nothing can be further from the truth. Their incentives are actually misaligned with either clients. And one of the things that Mighty Law is doing and aims to continue to do more and more is ensure that the right incentive alignment exists. So Mighty Law has Mighty Law lawyers agree to a code of conduct that is different than what exists in the personal injury world today. And we can go into the specifics of that. But we want to create a more ethical law firm that serves consumers better, from the services they get to the transparency to the prices they pay law firms.
And so, you know, I don't want to assume that everybody watching this has necessarily worked through a, you know, through the process of, you know, personal injury, or that they've, you know, had a need for it, right? Not unless you, unless something's happening, you may not have. I know myself, I didn't really have, I was probably in my late 30s before something actually happened to me where I had a need. And before that, I was completely clueless on how anything worked in general with injury. So maybe if you could just spend a minute or two kind of juxtaposing maybe kind of even how the normal industry model works versus what you're doing now, because I just don't want to assume that everybody listening to this understands.
Yeah. So thanks for the opportunity. So when someone gets injured, one of the first things they do is they kind of look up and they see the billboards on the highway. They see the TV commercials that play constantly or the radio ads. And first and foremost, many of those billboards are frankly misleading. They talk about the $1 million payouts. They talk about the fee being free. And Mighty has identified that one of the reasons that lawyers often largely exaggerate or frankly outright mislead on those billboards is because as soon as you sign on the dotted line with them, you're giving that attorney somewhere between 33 and 40% of the total settlement that you're going to get that moment. And it incentivizes lawyers to exaggerate their services and to, you know, take other practices that are bad. So Mighty law lawyers, first and foremost, have specific advertising rules that they abide by. They, for example, never talk about the total settlement. They only talk about the net settlement that clients get, which is often very different. But in addition, no matter who signs with Mighty Law, they get 60 days to try out the service and to actually make sure it matches what's being sold to them. They're able to leave any time without having to pay a Mighty Law lawyer anything. And that's because it's really important that people aren't on the hook the moment they buy into a sales pitch. Companies or lawyers especially should be able to stand by what they have.
Wow. And so what has been, I'm just curious, obviously I understand the software side that you mentioned, but this part, I mean, this is breaking news. The last 6 months or so, as you mentioned, that you've launched this side of things. Like, what's been the response so far?
Yeah, so in addition to doing things like I just mentioned, we also have, Mighty Law has far lower fees than the industry standard rates, and the services that are provided
the response has been good then, right? I got to pay less, well, I get more.
So what's been most interesting is the response from the personal injury industry has been absolutely wild. We have been attacked left and right. Mm. We've had lawyers all over social media bashing us. We've been reported to state bars, even though we've done obviously nothing wrong. We had we were threatened with a lawsuit by the largest personal injury law firm. And my funniest is we were actually going to put a billboard up ourselves, which helps educate people about how billboard lawyers are often misleading their clients. And the billboard companies wouldn't allow us to actually go through with the ad because they said it violated their terms, even though it didn't. All it did was actually try and compete with their biggest customers. So the pushback from the PI industry, which some people have called a cartel, have been pretty scary to witness firsthand. Mm. On the other hand, the reaction from consumers has been overwhelmingly positive. I think people like the fact that we're less expensive. They like the fact that we're more holistic. They like the fact that we're more transparent. And they like the fact that they can actually come and try the service. Get free legal services without actually having to commit, and they can see what they're actually going to get instead of having to sign a third of their case over on the dotted line on day one.
Mm. So what are your, I mean, talk about plans for expansion and really just what's next for Mighty. Obviously, you're, to say it's an industry disruptor might be, it's definitely accurate or maybe an understatement. I'll be interested to continue to follow this story. But what's next? I mean, like, what, tell us about plans for scaling and bringing this to more people.
Yeah. So Mighty is, already in 10 states. We are going to be expanding to all 50 in the coming months and years. In addition, most personal injury law firms haven't changed their service or their pricing in decades. Mm-hmm. And even though Mighty is already an industry leader in both, frankly, all we want to do is get better and better. We want more services for less money. And trying to create a service that constantly improves is actually what all businesses ought to be doing. Mm-hmm. But the personal injury industry is broken. And it for too long has been stayed and has been unable to actually evolve. And so we're excited to continue challenging ourselves to get better and better, even though we think that we're already best in class.
Wow. That's a great story. And one that I'm glad to bring to my audience. I mean, I just love, bringing disruptors on here, whether it's an industry or otherwise. Here, a lot of innovation going on in healthcare, tech, other things like this. And then when I see what you're doing over at Mighty, I mean, it's a great story. And I agree with you. Like, I mean, I've seen the overall, personal injury, industry hasn't changed in a long time. And sometimes I sit back and I look at some of these fields that I'm like somebody's got to cover there. Somebody's going to do something. I've seen a lot of that happen to me with escrow, with just all these other different things, industries that are all different areas. But this is interesting to see what happens with Mighty. And I'm glad to bring you on the show and to hear about this early on so that as I see this grow and when Mighty becomes a household name, I'll be like, I remember I had Josh on the show back in the day. That's awesome. So that being said, Josh, if somebody's watching this or listening to this and they want to learn more about Mighty and to connect with your team overall, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
So we have a great domain name. It's just mighty.com, mighty.com. There's a form, there's a phone number. People can fill out the form. They can call us. We have a team that's standing by that can get back to them really quickly, and we'd be super excited to chat with them.
Awesome. We'll put all that information into the show notes, the websites, and all that other good stuff, so that our audience can just click on the link and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time tuning into a Mission Matters episode or listening to the content, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives, and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, and their model, and really what they're doing to provide value out there in the marketplace. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Josh, again, thank you for coming on the show and wishing you much more continued success. So thank you.
Thanks so much, Adam. It was a pleasure.
All right, Josh, so we'll cut the audio there. Man, what a great story. This is good.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, I think it's
Do you actually hire a personal injury lawyer yourself?
Yeah. You know, I had. It was a couple years. Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would have loved to get into that. Hearing about your experience and trying to like juxtapose it against, what maybe could have happened or should have happened. Maybe we'll have the opportunity another time.
Yeah, no, definitely. And just in general, I love the model, I love what you're about, and I'm happy to bring this to my audience. We're going to, in terms of timeline, just so you know, obviously this is recorded, this is all going to be edited and all that good stuff. And so this should be live within the next 10 business days. When it does go live, you'll get an email from one of my assistants, either Diana, Julius, or Kate, and it'll have obviously all your content, all the other good stuff on there that they put. And then I know we have a couple of your teammates on there as well. I think Charlotte at mighty.com will make sure she CC'd along with Oscar Hamilton. And really, if you need anything else, we're here. I'm available if you need anything, okay?
All right, awesome. Thanks so much. Great. Thanks so much for the opportunity, Adam.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.